إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, to continue on the series of Tarbiyah, we will talk inshallah about the importance of Tahara today. The issue of Tahara is so important that in the books of Hadith, they begin with this issue. And the reason for that is because the Taharat of the body is the condition of the acceptance of Ibadah. Without wudu, there is no salah. Without ghusl, there is no, not even any tilawat al-Qur'an, or definitely there is no salah, and so on. So, tahara of the body is the primary foundational important thing that one must be concerned about. This requires two aspects to tahara. First is the actual physical purification of the body in terms of making wudu and or in terms of ghusl, when ghusl becomes wajib. The other second aspect of it is the ritual purification. So, which is the masail that are related with wudu and with ghusl. It's very important for us to understand what these masail are and for us to pay attention to them when we are making wudu or ghusl. And of course, I am not going to go into the details of the masail here. That requires more time. But important thing to understand, couple of major things. First of all is the niyyah of it. Without the niyyah, there is no ibadah. And ghusl and wudu are ibadah. So if you just go and, you know, get wet in the rain, doesn't amount to ghusl. Or you fall into a lake or something and climb out, it doesn't amount to ghusl. So the issue of the niyyah is very important. And when we make this niyyah, we also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah rewards us for this particular ibadah. With ghusl and with wudu, we know that Rasulullah's famous hadith, he said that if a person has a river in front of his house and he bathes in this river 5 times a day, will he have any dirt on his body? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, this is not possible that he can have any dirt on his body. And he said, this is the issue of making wudu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies you from sin, just as five baths a day would have purified you from dirt of the body. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, in a hadith narrated by Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, it was winter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a branch of a tree, he shook a branch of a tree and all the leaves fell off. And he said to Salman al-Farsi, do you understand what I am doing? And Salman al-Farsi said radiallahu anhu, he said, the Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam understand best. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when you make wudu, the sins of the person fall away from him like the leaves of this tree have fallen away from this branch. So this is to do wudu with this awareness of what we are doing. Not just go splash water on the face and the head. The issue of awareness of what we are doing. That's very important. We make the niyyah of our wudu. It's an ibadah. We do it as an ibadah. Second thing is we make sure that we do it properly. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming back from a sariya, and the sahaba said, we camped in a particular place and we were doing wudu and we were not very careful with what we were, how we were washing our feet. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, he called out and he said, save your feet from the fire, save your feet from the fire. So it is very important for us to ensure that all the body parts which are to be washed are washed properly. Now, this does not mean that we stand in front of the tap as if it is the river Ganges or something. You know, we don't spend, we use water also conservatively. We don't waste water, but we ensure that we do the wudu properly, ensuring that all the body parts which are to be washed are washed properly and that they are properly wet. One big issue with regard to the women, which is the use of nail polish. Nail polish is not permeable. If you have nail polish on your nails, the water doesn't reach the nails and therefore there is no wudu and therefore there is no salah. So very important to understand this. Don't fall into this trap. I believe somebody has invented and now a nail polish which they claim is some Polish guy has invented this nail polish and some so-called alim in California who has given him a fatwa that this is okay. That this nail polish is permeable. I always tell myself, you know, let us have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Don't fall into these traps of people May Allah protect us from them, where they ruin our ibadah by trying to commercialize everything. Use of henna, use of mehndi is fine, because it doesn't, there's no coating on the nail as such. It just stains the nail, and that is okay. But other than that, use of nail polish invalidates the wudu. So therefore, obviously, there's no ibadah if you have nail polish on your nails. The other important thing as far as wudu is concerned is that if water is available, then making tayammum is not valid. This is also something which I find many of the sisters doing, which is that they don't want their painted faces to be washed away, and therefore they make tayammum even though there is water available for wudu, right? So I suggest that this is not done. Make sure that you, if there is water, it's simply not valid. Your salah is not valid. Khalas, that's the end of the story, because you know. So your face paint is not as important as, maybe you should do what the Native Americans used to do. You know, put a very sort of permanent form of face paint which doesn't wash away with wudu or something. So at least let us make sure that all these cosmetic reasons don't invalidate our ibadah. Tahara is absolutely critical. The other big issue with tahara is, one of the reasons for the shaitan to enter into the house, for jinn to enter into the house, is the lack of tahara. One of the major reasons is the lack of tahara. And may Allah protect us. I'm not blaming the women as such, but many times it is because of improper care with menstrual cycles, improper care with, you know, with the cleanliness of the house. This is the cause of shayateen and jinn to take residence in the house. So, I suggest that you don't sublet your house to some jinn. It's not a good idea. So, keep the houses clean. The surroundings of the house, the tahara of the house, very, very important. It's very important. It's so nice to be in a beautiful, clean home where there is, you know, beautiful smells and perfumes and so on. So, let us be very clear about that. So, tahara of the clothes, tahara of the body. Final point is the tahara, internal tahara, which we will talk about in detail when we go into the elements of tazkiyatun nafs. But also remember, just to because we are on the subject of tahara, internal tahara, which is to keep the inside of the body, which is to keep the heart and the mind as pure as possible, free from negative thoughts, free from lustful thoughts, free from all kinds of stuff like that, which is also, that's also part of tahara. I mean, we can't be standing in salah purifying ourselves externally, but inside the heart is all kinds of stuff. So, as I said, all of this in detail we will go into when we go into tazkiyatun nafs. But just as a matter of a beginning of this, is to ensure that inside the, our hearts also are pure, and these are this the purity of that is also maintained, inshallah. So, therefore, tahara of the surroundings, the house, and so on. Tahara of the clothing, tahara of the body in terms of wudu and ghusl as it becomes wajib, and then of course tahara of the heart is very important. One final point, which is that sometimes people don't pray, especially people who do physical work. They don't pray because maybe they stood in the sun a long time, and so they have they sweated a lot, and you know, they don't smell very pleasant because of the sweat. Or maybe they, somebody who's a motor mechanic, for example, has been working under a car, he's got some oil on his clothes, or he's wearing overalls which have got oil on them, or maybe you worked in the field or something, and you have dust and so forth, and people feel somehow impure, and therefore they don't pray. Now, this is wrong, because impurity is specific. Dust is not impure, oil is not impure, sweat is not impure. I'm not saying that, you know, you should come in that state. But if you've done some physical work, alhamdulillah, that's honest sweat. There's nothing wrong with that. So ensure that you pray and you make wudu. Your wudu is valid and you pray. The things which invalidate the wudu is whatever comes out of the body, which is urine and stools and semen and blood which is flowing, and any deliberate, vomit which is done deliberately. These are the things which invalidate wuzu. And of course, the ejaculation of semen also invalidates, and therefore it makes ghusl wajib. But other than that, other things, they do not invalidate your clothes or your wudu. And therefore, not to pray for those reasons is completely wrong. So we must ensure that we pray on time and we perform our wudu and our ghusl. And we pray, we pay a lot of attention to the purity of the body and the mind and our surroundings, a lot of attention to tahara. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify us externally and internally and accept us when we come to Him in a state of complete purity, which is a state which is completely free from sin. InshaAllah, wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman rahim.